Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I really, truly don't know how much more of this I can take. This dog and pony show, known as these confirmation hearings for Judge, soon-to-be, Justice Kavanaugh, is just unlike anything. When you think you've seen it all, the Socialist Party, formerly known as Democrats, finds a way to go lower. Cory Booker this morning, what an absolute joke. The rest of them on the committee, yesterday's games with Schumer and this, you know, delay and try these rope-a-dope tactics that are failing. The only thing I can take out of this is that hundreds of millions of Americans are watching this pony show, this joke. And so much is at stake. Particularly us as gun owners have very much to be concerned with here. And not just in Kavanaugh's eventual confirmation, but in what we're witnessing from the Democrat Party. This is a party that's completely, totally out of control. And to talk about it with me today, among all kinds of stuff, including a Japanese flood, that doesn't make sense right now, does it? But it will in just a second. Mr. Dave Workman joins me from out beautiful Bellevue, Washington, in the Second Amendment Foundation offices. Dave, how you doing?
No, I'm fine. And before we move any further, rest in peace, Burt Reynolds.
Oh, there you go. You're absolutely correct. We just got that news breaking just a few minutes ago. Burt Reynolds has passed away, apparently a heart attack, at age 82 years old. Boy, you know, it kind of puts your whole life in perspective, doesn't it?
Well, it sure does. And, you know, the boys are still thirsty in Atlanta. That's all I can tell you.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's the boys are they're talking about the movie. Oh, yeah. Golly, I remember watching those movies as a kid. Burt Reynolds the actors like that play such a large role in pop culture.
Yeah.
And you tend to grow up with this stuff. You're talking about Smokey and the Bandit, of course, you know, making the beer run and everything. But then you lose sight of the actors for a while, and you tend just to see, you know, then you see the movie on late night TV on AMC or something.
Yeah, Burt Reynolds, he sold more CB radios than Radio Shack.
He probably did. I'm sure about that. I know I had one because of that. Sean Toast talking. Sean, did you say you still have one?
Yeah, I actually have two. I got one in my car right now, and I got another one in the van.
Did what Dave said, did that ring true for you?
Oh, absolutely. The whole truck culture, please. Smokey and the Bandit and, well, it's Cannonball Run. You know, that's one of the things I want to do is do one of those Cannonball Runs.
Hey, wait a minute. Sean, you're supposed to start with Breaker.
Breaker 19.
Yeah.
Sean, you know,
Smokey
that's how,
sitting in the medium right there.
That's how we're going to have to break in from now on with the guests and all. We're going to have to do the Breaker thing. Thanks a lot for that, Dave. Golly.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Holy shit. I thought you were going to open up and say something about my mom because I called you earlier and said, you know, my mom wants to hear her favorite guest today.
Well, it's very kind of you. I think, you know, tell your mom to go down to Radio Shack, get a CB, and break in there and say so long to the Bandit. He inspired a lot of us, you know. I think we're going to miss him.
Oh, yeah. No question about it. It's really something you don't hear from them in a long time. And you sit back and you wonder, what? Geez, I wonder whatever happened to so and so, and then you find out something like this, and that they're 82 years old, and they're timeless in the movies, they're ageless in the movies.
You know, I think in probably 10 years we're going to be saying that about Cory Booker and some of these people on the Senate.
I'm glad you went there because you heard my opening, all you know, obviously. But Cory Booker, I'm sure you've been paying attention to stuff. I've watched almost every minute of, and it's enough to make me sick to my stomach. It's hard. What do you make of that stunt by Booker?
I think that he was playing to the cameras. There's talk about him trying to jump into the 2020 presidential race.
Please do.
These guys know that they're not going to stop Kavanaugh from being confirmed. What they also know is that they're playing to their core, and the core has been displaying its widespread madness for the last couple of 3 days. With all the jumping and screaming and interruptions there in a Senate committee, I have never, in all the years that I've been covering politics as a journalist and watching some of these confirmation hearings, I've never seen behavior so disgusting and out of bounds as this bunch that's interrupting the Senate Judiciary Committee for the last 2.5 days.
A couple questions for you. I want to stay on this for a minute because it's important.
All right.
First of all, how they get in the room?
Well, it is a public hearing, and you keep that in perspective. These hearings are public hearings, and the public has a right to be able to sit in and attend those hearings. And if they behave themselves or they just sit there and observe, I don't have a problem with that, and none of the rest of us should either. That's part of democracy. That's what makes our form of government the lousiest form on the planet, except for all the other forms of government. So, you know, we do have citizen participation, but by the same token, there are certain mores of behavior, let's call them, that have to be observed, and these clowns aren't observing any of them.
All right, so that begs the following question. I was watching just from the opening bell, if you will. The split second Grassley opened his mouth, Kamala Harris jumps in, and then Booker jumps in, and then somebody else jumps in, and somebody else jumps in. It was obviously a coordinated attack. My question is, do you feel, like Grassley said later in the day, that he lost? He said he let the mob rule. Do you feel he intentionally did that, or do you think he just literally lost his ability to control the Democrats?
No, I interviewed Chuck Grassley twice during the Fast and Furious days when I was working that story. And I'll say this publicly about Chuck Grassley. He may be in his 80s, but that guy still is pretty damn savvy. I think he knew exactly what he was doing. And these people in the audience, they're just too stupid to realize that he just played them, and he did it like a violin, you know.
And I, for the benefit of you, listener, I know exactly where Dave is going with this, and that is that he did allude to this himself later on in the day. He just let 300 million Americans watch you make an ass of yourself, is what he did.
Yeah,
and it flew right back in the Democrats' face because all of those people are aligned with those individuals sitting to his left, hence his friends and colleagues on the left. Now, that leads me to this question. Do you think Feinstein and Booker and Harris and Durbin and the rest of these clowns are okay with that behavior when they know it reflects on them?
Well, if they are, they shouldn't be. I can't imagine, as much as I disagree with her politics, I can't imagine Dianne Feinstein condoning any of that stuff. Durbin, he's been around Capitol Hill a long time. He knows the rules, and he understands them. As for Harris and Booker, I don't know. All I can say is that their interruptions, almost from the get-go, and at least really from the get-go, certainly didn't discourage any of that behavior.
I would have liked to have seen, and I said this yesterday, I would have liked to have seen if the decorum were to be maintained, and if the Senate, as the world's, as we commonly refer to, they commonly refer to themselves as the world's best deliberative body, if they were to maintain that decorum, it would have been nice to see Grassley say at the outset, "That's enough, cut your mic, have them tossed." And he could have, he didn't, and I think he played them. You know, giving more thought, watching this now in its third day, you're beginning to see this unfold. And while it looks like Grassley got played by the Dems, in reality, the ones that really hurt themselves were Kamala Harris and Booker and the rest of them, the younger crew in there, because they have aligned themselves with that radical element far more than Feinstein and Durbin and the rest of them. And Dave, by doing that, by living in that bubble, thinking that they believe that that's the way the country wants to go, I think Grassley made a brilliant move here, giving it more thought. I really do.
I don't think Chuck Grassley has made a stupid mistake in his entire life, and he's not going to start now. You know, he made his bones early in his career by seeking out and exposing government corruption and government waste, and he's the last guy in the world I'd want to see coming through the door if I was a government crook. You know, I'm serious, just deadly serious about that. But something else to remind your audience of: these are the same people that insist that gun owners should register their guns,
right,
and get licenses for their guns and lock up their firearms. manipulate ourselves into almost oblivion. And this behavior that we've seen the last couple of days is not simply astonishing, it's despicable.
This is the crew that David Hogg wants you to vote for. And that's just straight up. This is who these people support. And it's very, very important that we see it. We're going to continue this conversation, but we're going to take it in a little bit different direction because I want to get Dave to tell us, with all of his years of experience, what he sees in Kavanaugh relative to our right to bear arms based on some of the questions he's been asked from both sides of the aisle. Back right after this. All right, Armed American Radio fan, what if I told you that when you walk to your mailbox today, you'll find the $1,500 you've been needing to finally buy the gun of your dreams? You could pick your favorite 1911, a new AR-15, or a new hunting rifle. Well, that dream will come true for 10 of my lucky listeners, thanks to my good friends over at the USCCA. They're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy any gun you want. And it's never been easier to win. Simply text FREE, F-R-E-E, to the number 87222 for the official rules and to instantly lock in your 10 free chances to win. It's that easy. Just get your phone out right now and text FREE. That's F-R-E-E to the number 87222. But this all ends Friday, September 21st. So hurry. Text FREE, F-R-E-E, to 87222 right now. That's it. 10 chances to win $1,500 on the line. Imagine getting $1,500 for doing something so easy. Make your dream come true right now. Text F-R-E-E to the number 87222.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
No food or drink in studio. One moment, please. A little bit of Diet Mountain Dew Kickstart Ultra Energizing. Probably shouldn't be drinking that stuff, but that's okay. If I start talking like this, I'll have Sean calm me down. I'll have him interrupt me with Breaker Breaker. I want you to take a listen to this before we go to Dave Workman, who is going to give us some really good dope on Feinstein's line of questioning and other things. Et al. We'll say et al. When it comes to all of this stuff we're seeing with Kavanaugh in the hearing. Take a listen to this first, though.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein worked for more than a year to get the assault weapons bill passed in the face of ferocious opposition from the National Rifle Association. She says she got the best she could.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it. I could not do that. The votes weren't here.
That's all you need to know. Dave Workman, you remember that line very, very well. We've referred back to that for years. That is Feinstein's ultimate goal, is to make you turn them all in, confiscate them, pick them all up. Now, where are we in her line of questioning with Kavanaugh? Put this all together for us.
Well, if anybody who was watching yesterday caught this, and I certainly did because I wrote about it almost immediately, when Senator Feinstein, who is the ranking Democrat on the committee, began questioning Kavanaugh, she went right to the Second Amendment slash gun control, and she said something that was so stupid. There's no basis in fact for this. She said, asked him about so-called assault weapons, and she declared that these rifles, which we call modern sporting rifles, are not in common use, even though Judge Kavanaugh tried to remind her very politely that there are millions of these things in circulation. She said that, well, just because people have them doesn't mean they're in use, and I think my chin still hurts from when it hit the floor. And then it got bruised when she declared that these assault rifles have been used in hundreds of school shootings. And even NPR several days ago released a report that the overwhelming majority of these alleged school shootings that have been talked about by the Department of Education apparently never happened. NPR could track down, I think it was 11 of them, and there were some other ones that, you know, they were questionable, but the majority of these things, when they contacted the individual schools or school districts, the officials there never heard of these things. Right. And so here's Dianne Feinstein, essentially perpetuating a myth during the first minute of her questioning of Judge Kavanaugh. And I was astounded by that because she ought to know better.
All right, I have to ask you this because this begs the question. And I saw the same thing you did. I was laughing and wanting to throw up at the same time. It was difficult to watch this. But that's been her shtick for years. What I played for you was in early 90s, 1994, 1995. I forget how far back that clip went.
Well, yeah, it was 20-some years ago. I was watching when she said that.
Yeah, I remembered the same thing. And it was astonishing then. It's astonishing now. But this question is a natural follow-up to that. One of two things is true. She's either stupid or ignorant. And ignorance, if left unattended, breeds stupidity. Particularly at her age, she knows better. She's got everything available to her at her fingertips. She's got a highly paid staff and a lot of them. It's not hard to get this information. Number one, or she's lying. Which one is it?
Well, I don't like to outright accuse somebody of telling a bald-faced lie, but in this case, she was engaging in a prevarication.
Okay.
Diplomacy, you know, Capitol Hill 101. And I'm sure that she knows it. Something that I've discovered over the years, and I'm probably going to get slapped down for this on occasion or on some occasion, You know, around here, I still conduct myself as a journalist. I try not to deceive anybody, and I certainly don't try to mislead them. The gun control crowd, they make a habit out of it. And I'll stand by that statement.
Sure.
And this business about hundreds of school shootings in which assault weapons are used, that's just nonsense, and it's demonstrably false.
Well, that is exactly what she said. She said that these weapons were used in hundreds of school shootings. And as you said, and as you point out in your piece, by the way, Liberty Park Press, you can read this. This is your homework for the day, is to follow along with my guest, Dave Workman, at Liberty Park Press. Feinstein grills Kavanaugh on quote-unquote assault weapons. And Dave says in here, in this piece, we were able to confirm just 11 reported incidents, either directly with schools or through media reports. In 161 cases, schools or districts attested that no incident took place or couldn't confirm one. Now, I'm going to stop. There's more to that quote, and we talked about that, listener, you and I, this week. However, it bears repeating, because we're talking about the ranking member on the ranking minority member on the Judiciary Committee, and she is questioning, opening up a line of questions to a nomination for the Supreme Court, a lifetime appointment to the U.S. Supreme Court in a publicly televised and publicly open hearing. Dave, it's got to be a lie. It has to be, or she's told it so often, it's believable to her. I don't know which one it is.
Well, I suppose when you listen to the same fib over and over and over again, and maybe it's your fib to begin with, I don't know. But it certainly was misleading, and you know, I guess unfortunately for Senator Feinstein, she was questioning Judge Kavanaugh, who obviously has paid attention to this and knows better. And he did try to correct her
a couple
of times, where he certainly tried to explain that in common use certainly pairs right up with the fact that millions of Americans own these kind of firearms. And, you know, he could have taken it a step further, and bless his heart that he didn't. And I'm not talking about Texas, bless your heart.
Right.
I'm talking about serious stuff. He could have certainly referred to the FBI uniform crime statistics, which turned that myth into so much dust in the air. About 2% and maybe as many as 3% of all homicides in the United States in any given year involve rifles of any kind, and I'm talking about semi-automatics, lever actions, bolt actions, single-shot rifles, and you might even find a few muzzle loaders in there. But for someone of Senator Feinstein's stature and experience to intimate that there have been hundreds of school shootings involving so-called assault rifles is just, it's nonsense. And I don't know why she did that. I just don't.
I'll tell you, a great place, because we're going to take a break. I will tell you this. It shows us why this is so important. It shows us what the other side is willing to do. And I don't care whether you believe she's just ignorant, listener, or whether you think she's bald-faced lying. I know. Me think she doth protest too much. Feinstein knows exactly what she's doing. Shows you who you're up against. Back after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I want to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAonair.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAonair.com. USCCAonair.com. Go there. That's USCCAonair.com. And I'll see you on the radio.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I want you to text the word FREE, F-R-E-E, to 87222, to the number 87222. F-R-E-E. To the number 87222. You could be one of 10 winners to win $1,500 to get a free gun. All you got to do is text FREE to 87222. Our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association are going to take care of you. You could find yourself with $1,500. It's pretty simple. You've got the phone in your hand. It's not like I'm asking you to pull off the road and hit somewhere with some power up your laptop or anything. Your phone's right there. Don't do it while you're driving. But FREE to 87222. Let me know if you win. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Good luck. Let's go back to Dave Workman. Dave, welcome back to the show. I'm going to stay on the Kavanaugh thing for a few more minutes because it is so important. You have another great piece out that came out yesterday, or came out 2 days ago on the 4th. Kavanaugh chaos, guns may be big issue as Dems disrupt. And you mentioned in the piece, and Feinstein, and you mentioned Schumer, and neither one of these people want him in. Either one of them don't want him in. And you mention also in here that it comes as gun control in neighboring Canada, a country often pointed to by U.S. anti-gunners as an example to follow, has just been given a slap in the face by the head of Toronto's police union, Mike McCormick, president of the Toronto Police Association, put it bluntly when responding to calls for more gun control. He said, "There's no way in my world or any world that I know of this would have an impact on somebody who's going to go out and buy an illegal gun and use it to kill another person or shoot another person. It really has no impact on the psyche of a gunman." Now, that's coming from a Toronto police chief. Let's move that into Chicago, and let's take what we know Feinstein and Schumer et al. Want for us in the forms of gun control. Let's take that statement from Toronto, and let's go to Chicago, the most gun-controlled city, or one of the most gun-controlled cities in the nation. And it has swallowed yet another failure mayor who based everything on gun control. I'm seeing a pattern here develop, Dave.
Yeah, and, you know, frankly, Rahm Emanuel is a guy that has always been a strong proponent of increasingly strict gun control. He won't deny that. If he did, I mean, he'd get a hoarse laugh right off the stage, but because he knows better. But for the head of the police union up there in Toronto to come out and say that, and remember, the head of the police union is always the guy who sticks up for the street cops, the beat cops, the boots on the ground. Those are the people who are his members, his, I guess, constituency, you know, his brothers in arms. He's looking out for them, and he's trying to tell the good citizens of Toronto, don't buy into this gun control garbage any longer because it's a fraud. And it really is. If you look around the country, as I've done over my career writing about this stuff, I don't have to make any of this junk up. I mean, it's just right out there.
Yeah.
The cities with the toughest gun control laws are almost invariably the cities with the highest murder rates involving firearms. You got Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Detroit, Chicago. You know, just go down the list. Any place where they've tried very strict gun laws, you've seen this pattern develop over the last 25, 50 years, that they've got much higher murder rates in those cities than, say, Omaha or Denver or maybe Spokane or certainly Boise, Idaho. All these places with smaller populations, but with large populations of legally armed citizens. In fact, I just did a story yesterday, you probably saw part of it, where I talked about the spike that has happened here in Washington State. We once again have broken a record for the number of concealed pistol licenses in the state of Washington. Everybody thinks this is a blue state. Well, I got news for you. There's almost 600,000 legally armed citizens.
That's right.
In this state. That comes close to about 13, maybe 14% of all the registered voters in this state are licensed to carry a firearm. And, you know, you need to sit down and take all that in and consider the gun control philosophy is not working with these people. They've wised up. They understand that even though the police are trying to do a good job and the sheriff's deputies are trying to do a good job, they can't be there when the crime goes down. You become your own first responder 99 times out of 100. And for these people to suggest that gun control is going to be the answer to everything, we need to take your guns away so that criminals don't get them, I mean, that is just mind-numbingly stupid.
And we've seen it time and time and time again in the cities such as Chicago.
Yeah.
And I like to go an extra step beyond what you did. I say this often on the show. You've probably heard me say it. But if you show me an American city in decay, I will show you a city controlled by Democrats at every level for decades. It's that simple, and I dare you to prove me wrong. Not you, Dave, but anybody listening, marketarmedamericanradio.org. Prove me wrong. All right, I'm glad you went to the piece about Washington State CCW spikes, I-1639A blueprint. Say, backers, that was right next on my list here. Yes, I did read it. And I think it says an awful lot, and you went there. Because, as you point out, for the second time in less than a year, the number of active Washington State concealed pistol licenses has exceeded 590,000, with the State Department of Licensing reporting Wednesday that there are now 594,812 citizens licensed to carry in the Evergreen State. This, you know, I often point to Washington, Dave, as on a local level. You know, you hear the phrase, all politics is local, right?
Yeah.
You know, Washington State is a great example, as are other individual cities, great examples of why we have an electoral college in the big picture. Because you've got Washington, everybody thinks Washington's very blue. Seattle is very blue. And you know, the big cities are very blue. The population center is blue. The rest of the state is bright crayon red.
Pretty much, yeah. You know, I have made a joke for a long time that Seattle is only 20 minutes in any direction from the United States. And the city council over there and the last string of mayors have done absolutely nothing to refute that. In fact, every action that they take seems to reinforce my position. But it is an interesting contrast when you look at Washington State. And the politics of Seattle, which tries very hard to dominate the politics of the state, and they do turn out a good socialist slash Democrat vote at election time, but they can be overwhelmed, they can be beaten, and this initiative that you mentioned that I've talked about several times, and I was talking about this yesterday when I wrote about it. You know, the other side has admitted right now that that's a blueprint for other states to follow.
Right.
And I think the reason I wrote about that is to tell readers all over the country who read my stuff, this is not a local problem. It's coming to a state near you, and if you don't wake up and smell the coffee, and if you just ignore what's going on up here in poor old Washington State, these clowns are going to be knocking on your door pretty damn soon. Where do you stop this? In Washington State. If you want to help stop this movement, send some money, send some support, provide, you know, say a prayer, whatever, to the people who are fighting this initiative, because if it passes here, it's coming to you, and it's going to be on your doorstep. Where do you want to stop the invading hordes? You want to stop them at the castle gate, or do you want to stop them way out there at the edge of the universe, you know, at the edge of the realm, which is, you know, Washington State? Stop them here.
I'm glad I tell you, man, sometimes I love when you're on because this just flows. We're going to round third, to use the baseball analogy again. We're going to slide into home. This is where I wanted to take this in the final segment with you, and it is just perfect timing. The reason Dave is saying that they're coming to a state near you is because there are 26 states, including as well as Washington, D.C., that, believe it or not, offer initiative or veto referendum ballot initiatives like Washington. We'll discuss it in detail when we come back. You better be paying attention.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, 10 of you... your dream is going to come true. That's what I was telling you about prior segment, beginning of the segment. It's never been easier to win from the USCCA, okay? 10 of you are going to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. All you have to do is simply text FREE, F-R-E-E, to the number 87222 for the official rules and to instantly lock in your 10 free chances to win. It's not going to get any easier than that, I'm telling you. When you're walking around, whatever, just don't be that person that falls in a fountain or bumps into a pole or something stupid. Stop, sit down, take a break. You need to be taking a break during the day anyway. And pull your phone out, text FREE, F-R-E-E, to 87222. Do it now. 10 chances to win $1,500 on the line. Also, make sure to check out all of our great sponsors at armedamericanradio.com. You've got Taser out there, promo code AAR, giving 15% off. Our newest one, the Gun Box. I got my Gun Box over here. The thing is amazing. We'll talk about it later in the week and on the Monster Show. ArmedAmericanRadio.com. Check out all of our sponsors and make sure to text FREE, F-R-E-E, to the number 87222. Let's go back to Dave Workman. Dave, the initiative here, let me quote first off from your piece for the benefit of our listeners, and I want to read the states that this is a threat. Quote, unquote, this is coming from Safe Schools / Safe Communities from an email to their list, which I'm sure Dave Workman is on. The gun lobby is doing everything they can to obstruct I-1639. Because they know its importance extends far beyond our borders. It's a blueprint that other states, from California to Florida and Virginia, can use to reduce gun violence without worrying about whether Congress will act. This has the gun lobby worried, and they're coming after us relentlessly. Here are the states that they are talking about where this can wind up, and these are the states they want to go after. Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Florida, Idaho, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, that's veto referendum only, Massachusetts, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Mexico, veto referendum only, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Dakota, Utah, Washington, Wyoming, D.C., and the City of Washington, District of Columbia, and the City of Washington. If you're in there anywhere, I hope you're paying attention to this. Dave, I think the operative clause in what I just read and quoted from your piece is without worrying about whether Congress will act. These people couldn't care less about your civil right and your constitutional rights. They will work their way around Congress any nasty, dirty way they can. And as they've proven in Washington, they can get away with lying about it, and the state Supreme Court didn't care.
Well, yeah, that's a whole subject for another radio program, what the state Supreme Court allowed to
right.
have happen. You know, our good friend Alan Gottlieb was an individual plaintiff in a lawsuit trying to keep this measure off the Washington state ballot because, as printed on the petitions, it did not comply with state election law. But because the state Supreme Court is recognizably liberal, and I think 8 of the 9 justices come from Western Washington, perhaps even the Seattle area, they found a way to dance around the state law and said, you know, we'll consider all of these arguments after the election, and too bad it's going to go back on the ballot. This was after a pretty gutsy Thurston County Superior Court judge disqualified it because he held it up, and this is on television too. He said, I can't read this thing, and I got 20/20 vision. The print was small. It did not include underlines or crossouts for added language and subtracted language from existing state statute. And this whole thing is going to be decided in November. What I will say is this. The Washington state gun owners, and especially the activists, are really fired up about this. And the activism that I've seen in the last week and a half is amazing because I think they see what's coming down the pike. And the gun owners of the state of Washington, lethargic as they are waking up to this. But as you mentioned, you named all the states there. This kind of thing, you know, Washington is a test tube. It's a petri dish for this sort of
thing. Yes, it is.
And we have an abundance of social justice billionaire warriors up here that seem to think that just because they've got a boatload of cash, they don't have to worry about what Congress does. And the courts seem to be on their side philosophically anyway, so they're just going to try to ram this through. And after they're done here, they're coming after you wherever you happen to be in the United States, if you're near or in one of these other states with the Citizen Initiative. The best thing to do if you're an activist is to get on the line. Find out all you can about Initiative 1639, that's 1639, and hook up with either the National Rifle Association, which can lobby against this, or the Save Our Security group, the SOS group here based in Washington State, and, you know, contribute some dough, help finance this campaign. I know they're getting money from out of state, the other side is, because I've seen the PDC reports.
Sure.
And, you know, turnabout is fair play. If you want to fight gun control in a bloody battleground, fight it in Washington State before it comes to your doorstep.
Yeah, Washington needs help. I've talked to Mr. Gottlieb about this and finding out what we can do to muster up the troops. And I am considering bringing this program out there for two big Monster Cast weekends and a full week of live daytime shows from there to help garner some support, just letting people know that we're out there because this is so vital and so important, and that needs to be done quickly. But, you know, the holy grail for the gun controllers would be Arizona and Florida, both of whom are on this list.
Yeah.
Now, Arizona knows this is coming. You know, you've been involved in the fight there. I'm a lifetime member of AZCDL. I know the battle going on there, and I know the necessary measures that they're taking legislatively, preemptive strikes, anticipating this coming to their doorstep, and they've been pretty successful at it. But it requires working 2-3 years in advance.
Mm-hmm.
What you see come out of Washington, Dave, They're going right smack to one of these states next. Now, we saw what happened in Nevada and other things. This is very serious business. At some point in time, people say, well, when's the Supreme Court going to step in? These are state issues. This is not a federal issue. You have to take care of this at your state level. And my gosh, you talk about getting out the word and spending $9 a signature in Arizona, Dave. They
can
do the same thing in Arizona they did in Washington. It doesn't matter what color the state is.
Well, yeah, and you know, you just mentioned the money that they've paid for each signature to get this thing on the ballot. I think the zenith of political hypocrisy occurred recently, and I wrote about this in an email blast from the group that's behind this initiative. They call it Safe Schools, Safe Communities. It's really the Alliance for Gun Responsibility,
right.
But they sent out a whine, and I call them that in an email about, oh gosh, the NRA, the dirty old gun lobby, you know, they just contributed $100,000 to fight our initiative. They just contributed $50,000 more to fight our initiative. Okay, so the NRA has kicked in $150,000. The budget that the anti-gunners have already raised and spent exceeds $4 million.
And there's more where that came from. And there's more where that came from.
And
Dave, I've got to, gosh,
I've
got to stop you because we're getting ready. And I, like Sean, he apologized to me in the last break. He said, I'm so sorry. I was listening to the conversation. He was as enthralled with the conversation as I am. Oh, listen, you got another good one. Every time Dave is on, it is a best of that I could replay anytime I want to take a break. They're that good. Dave Workman, thank you, man, for everything you do. You can read Dave's work at Liberty Park Press, Conservative Firing Line, thegunmag.com, and just read the stuff. This is where you find out what's happening. And then we bring it to you, and you get to hear the writer's voice come to life. Dave Workman, thank you so much. Wow, great radio today. I really do appreciate it. Until we meet tomorrow, the end of the week. Wow. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio. Hope you enjoyed that. It was a good one. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.